T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is it too soon to do this? Yeah. Isn't it? Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it delicate?
It's Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August to Club Fitness, and you can join Club Fitness for free. You just heard Taylor Swift. Her new album doesn't come out until Friday, but it's already pre-sold nearly a million copies worldwide. I mean, we know it's going to be the number one album.
What's the album called again?
Don't know. Don't care.
Lover.
Oh, God. Yes. By the way, Courtney sent me an article saying that Taylor, there's a whole generation of people who grew up with SNL and the skit that Rachel Dratch actually came up with because of a college professor. There was no moose meat involved, but this college professor was talking about spending time on his summer break, spending time doing this and that and this hobby, and then taking up with his lover, and she just couldn't get it out of her head.
The whole hot tub bit,
yeah,
with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
So great.
So she and Will Ferrell did that, and they're like, Taylor Swift's trying to take this word back, but there are so many people
that have that bad taste in their mouth.
Me included. I can't even say the word out loud. It's disturbing. But yeah, good for you, Taylor. This one, we're going to throw to Lance because he references this celebrity every once in a while in traffic, and unfortunately, he's filing for divorce.
Divorce, hello.
Oh, wow.
Actually, 8th divorce, 7th wife.
Yeah.
Larry King married one of his wives back in the 60s twice.
Divorced her twice.
Yeah, right. Aileen Akins. But his wife of 22 years, I mean, he's 85, so that has to be his longest marriage to date. Sean Southwick King filed for divorce, and she apparently was blindsided.
What?
Back in 2010, he filed for divorce. She filed first, but he filled out all the paperwork first, but then they reconciled. Then there were rumors about cheating in 2006, and apparently it's now over. Millie Bobby Brown, from the 85-year-old to the 15-year-old. The Stranger Things star has her own beauty line that's vegan and cruelty-free. And I know she's old enough to wear makeup, but when you see the video that they produce for this line, it's called Florence. It's like, she doesn't even look old enough to wear makeup. She has such a baby face.
Good news, Jen. You weren't here early. Tim finally has finished Stranger Things.
I heard. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Yeah, thank you.
I told him I'm done talking about it.
It's going to come up.
I'm not. I feel like it's the best
show.
Best season,
yeah,
so far. Mm-hmm. Season 3.
Can I go back a story?
Yeah, Tim.
Yes, Tim. Hello.
It must be so sad.
No, you can't.
No,
he's got to find. Now he's got to find someone to grow old with. Because he's already old.
Can we fast forward the show? Can we take back that bell?
Is it your birthday today, Tim?
No.
Tim, would you like some garlic?
Some what?
Garlic?
Garlic.
What's going on right now?
Garlic and Welch's grape juice were his big things.
He also supposedly always had a fan under his desk because he farted all the time.
What? Yeah. Larry King?
I never heard that one. Yes. Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird.
I wonder
rumor.
If that's in the divorce filing.
Let me tell you, sitting at the Dodgers game with Mary Hart, she never complained about such things.
Dodger dog after Dodger dog.
Right.
Okay, from Larry King farting to Andy Richter's story, tell me which one is more gross. Andy Richter, love this, put somebody on blast on Twitter because he was on a flight. He said he snitched this guy out to the flight attendant because he put his feet not only up on the seat
in
front of him.
The picture's gross.
They they were flying and they had TV screens.
So they put them all over the TV screen.
So the flight attendant told them to put them down. Puts them back up a few minutes later, and then Andy Richter asked him to put them down. He said, "They're your bare feet, man." He was shocked, put them down, and then Andy said, when he just put them back up, I decided, bleep it, I'm tweeting. And he tweeted a picture of this guy's feet, and it is gross. So I don't know. Who wins? This guy or Larry King? Fan farts. Fan farts or
fan farts
airplane?
Just makes me laugh.
Airplane feet.
Fan farts. I just like the fact that that's like a piece of equipment. That's my fog fan.
Honey, have you seen my fog fan?
Hello.
Hello.
If you are a Keanu Reeves fan, whoa. Not only are you getting a new Bill and Ted movie, but they just announced there's going to be a new Matrix movie. Fourth movie with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss. Don't know how they got her. She hasn't been busy lately. But the last two movies came out in 2003, so it's been a while. But Lana Wachowski is back to write, direct, and produce after doing the original trilogy with her sister Lily.
Oh, but they're not doing them together?
That's crazy.
No.
The first one was so good and just an unbelievable movie.
Yeah. It's the movie where as soon as you finished watching it, you wanted to go back and watch it all over again so you could pick up on all the other things now that you sort of understood more.
The other two were kind of...
They were rough. I can't believe only one is doing it.
I know.
Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, gone, gone. I'll love you long after you're gone, gone.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And because Marlon Wayans was in here, I guess I still have to do Schmig. I don't know.
I know.
I feel like
we need a break.
That was more Entertainment Schmig than the Schmig's going to be, but we'll see. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. So if you missed the Marlon Wayans interview that we just did, that will be up online a little bit later on Y98.com. But let's run through some letters here. MLS, XFL, PGA, all news in St. Louis. Yesterday, we got the announcement that we are getting an MLS soccer team. No name, no jerseys or any of that, but coming in 2022. And then the XFL is making an announcement today. Why you would choose to make an announcement
name,
the day after we find out we have an MLS team?
Because at least they're given a name.
And their logo.
Because it's not XFL locally. I think it's XFL in general saying all the team names. So
it's
it has nothing
just
to do
funny.
With yesterday.
If I scheduled my XFL press conference for today and found out MLS had this big fanfare yesterday, I would have been like, let's push it off until August 28th.
But I don't think it matters.
XFL, get some details on that. And...
They're going to name their team the soccer team. Wouldn't it be?
coming from Channel 5's Frank Cusimano, sports director, he said his sources confirmed that the PGA Champions Tour, formerly called the Senior Tour, has agreed to a 4-year deal for tournaments in St. Louis starting next fall, which we can't wait because in our Facebook memories... The PGA Championship at Belle Reve came up, and it made us long for last year because that was such a magical week in St. Louis.
Yeah, and you're talking like a John Daly is on that tour now. Like
BJ Singh.
So he's not as exciting.
Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Hale Irwin.
Tom Watson's a little crabby. but you have more and more people that are going to be joining.
Yeah, right.
Phil is very close to senior tour age.
Is that right?
But he's going to stay on the PGA. You stay on the PGA as long as you can.
Yeah.
But Bernard Langer.
Are some guys like, I can't wait to cross over because they're not winning that much on the regular tour?
Yeah, like, and they get to take carts. And like a John Daly's body is breaking down a little bit.
What do you mean?
All the Hooters stops, I think, have gotten to him.
He was here last year for the PGA, and you could spot him a mile away because he had the brightest outfit on.
And he's a fan favorite. People love him.
Oh, yeah. He had, like, matching jacket and pants, and they were these crazy prints, which, by the way, like, part of his own John Daly golf line, you can buy. He's a smart man. Ed Sheeran. New exhibit called Ed Sheeran Made in Suffolk talks about how he failed out of songwriting and musicianship classes in college. His dad curated the exhibit, and it's in England, in the county of Suffolk. So you can check out a bunch of, if you are making the trip over to England, you can see his childhood drawings, pictures of him as a child, one of his guitars, bunch of stuff, which, don't know how long it's going to be up, but if you're going over to England, if you're going across the pond for that Cards Cubs series next year in London, it's worth checking out. Okay, I don't know why it took this long, but from 1996 to now, the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative said that Phoebe is wrong, and on the episode of Friends, when she said lobsters mate for life, not true. They mate with multiple females during encounters that last from days to weeks.
Mm-hmm, of course they do. Typical male. Don't penguins, though?
Just can't.
Aren't penguins?
Yeah, I believe so.
Lifers?
Yeah.
Love lifers? Lovers for life?
Nope.
Lovers.
Nice.
Listen, this has been a tough enough week with Taylor Swift's album coming out. No, right. I'm not okay. And you can tell me I need to calm down, but it's not going to happen. Uh-huh. Speaking of Friends, Robert De Niro's company, this is a great headline, sues ex-employee for up to $6 million for binge-watching Friends at work. During one four-day period back in January, she watched 55 episodes of Friends.
Sure, it's easy just to keep them going.
Wow. Well, can't she just claim like it was on in the background?
Yeah.
That Friends makes her more effective?
Her job, her job included making sure employees weren't misusing company funds, but that's what she's accused of. She also charged hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal expenses to the company's credit card, taxi and Uber rides.
Who is she?
A Louis Vuitton handbag. She worked for Robert De Niro's production company. She's being sued for a lot.
I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah, right. Hoda Kotb announcing her return to Today. It's going to be September 3rd. And she not only put out a video, but she said when she returns from maternity leave, work is incredibly important, but...
She's scaling back?
No, she said she comes from a place of incredible fortune, and she's taken maternity leave that is longer than most people are allowed to take.
Oh, okay. What did she have, like, 3 months?
She said, when did she leave?
She was gone most of the summer, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think it was any more than 12 weeks.
Well, yeah.
But
I mean,
a lot of people don't have 12 weeks.
Here's the thing. You can have 12 weeks. It's just not paid.
Right.
So she said she feels fortunate that hers is paid, and she understands that she comes from a place of privilege. But also, she tells people to take their full maternity leave if they can.
Yeah.
Easier said than done sometimes. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And that Marlon Wayans interview, he was in studio, will be up.
It's already up.
Oh, wow. They're fast.
Well, no. Kevin has the audio up.
Oh, yep. Sweet. Online at Y98.com. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. By the way, online at Y98.com, the full cast of Dancing with the Stars just announced this morning. Spoiler alert, if you didn't want to hear it. This is like post-Schmig. But we got some of the people right on the list with those rumors. Abby Lee Miller will not be a part of it. But Karamo Brown from Queer Eye will be. Lamar Odom will be on it. James Vanderbeek and Kate Flannery from The Office. She played Meredith.
Oh, yeah. I love the casual Fridays where she has the tube top on. They tell her to pull it up, and then she pulls it up. And
her Twitter account is like one boob blurred out because Meredith usually, like, most of her plot lines involved her getting drunk and taking her clothes off. Christy Brinkley also part of it, and The Bachelorette, Hannah Brown. Yeah, it's going to be a good season. But let's get to celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Brody Jenner. He needs a happy birthday. He's had a little bit of a rough time. His recent wife left him for Miley Cyrus, and they've been making out all over town. Miley and his ex. So how old's Brody Jenner?
38?
36.
Yep, 36. Uh-huh.
I feel like he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the King, the Princess of Malibu
with,
show.
With David.
Yeah.
David Foster's kids.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We mentioned her earlier this morning because they are going to work on a fourth Matrix movie and Carrie Ann Moss will be part of it.
Oh, how weird is that?
I know.
53?
50. 55.
She was also in Memento.
Five, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And recently in Jessica Jones.
53.
That's what, that's what 53? Kevin said.
Okay, 51.
52.
52. There's a lot today. There's a lot today. Okay, the Winklevoss twins who sued Mark Zuckerberg, saying they created the idea of Facebook, they're 38.
38.
I'm just giving you a few other ones. Kacey Musgraves, love her. Singer coming to town early next month. She's 31. But legendary country singer Kenny Rogers celebrates a birthday today.
Wanda Miller.
Mr. Wanda Miller.
Courtney fell down a deep, dark, long black hole on the internet when she looked up Kenny Rogers' wife.
Because I swear somebody that I played golf with has a tie to him, and I thought it was their daughter, somebody from Belleville's daughter. Married him, but I was totally wrong because Wanda Miller has no connection to Belleville.
We gave her a shout out at Uncorked, though.
Yeah, we did.
Kenny, so Kenny, we're talking
Kenny. How old's Kenny?
Through
not how old is
years.
His face looks a little bit younger. He had a little bit too much tox.
But man, some of the best songs.
I met up with a gambler.
Not this one, really, but I like it. It's fine. You decorated my life.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Lady Lucille.
74?
I bet he's older than that. I'm going to say 80.
You said 74?
Yeah.
Wow, good week. Good thing it's not a betting week.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't pay up on yours.
Oh, wow.
I just told you that I rented a violin.
It doesn't matter. It's been way too long at this point.
How old is Kenny Rogers?
I said 80.
I think he's older.
Really?
81?
Yep, 81.
Wow. I think he's older. By one.
Courtney.
Oh.
That's celebrity birthdays. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a final look at...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.